All right, so you're into ETFs. That's
Yeah.
awesome. But I get it. You're not here for the basic stuff. You want to know what's really driving those returns, right? Well, let me tell you. The secret sauce is in the data. It's like an iceberg. What you see on the surface is just the tip.
You got it. We're talking about going beyond the ETF name and its past performance. Those are easy to find. What we're after are the hidden gems in the data that can help you understand if an ETF is truly as good as it seems or just riding a wave of hype.
Okay, so spill the tea. What kind of data are we talking about, and how can it help us make smarter decisions?
Well, for starters, think about liquidity. An ETF might look hot based on returns, but if its trading volume is low, that's a red flag. It means fewer people are buying and selling it, which can make it harder for you to get in or out at a good price.
So it's like trying to sell a rare comic book. You might have something valuable, but finding a buyer willing to pay your price could be tough.
Exactly. Now look at the bid-ask spread. That's the difference between the highest price a buyer is willing to pay and the lowest price a seller is willing to accept. A wide spread, again, signals low liquidity and could mean you end up paying a premium when buying or getting less when you sell, eating into those potential profits.
Makes sense. So before jumping on the bandwagon of a hot ETF, we need to peek under the hood and check the liquidity data. What else should we be looking at?
Another crucial factor is volatility. The market can be a roller coaster, and some ETFs are built to handle those ups and downs better than others. Data can help us spot the difference. For example, looking at an ETF's historical performance during past periods of market turbulence can be revealing.
If an ETF consistently took a nosedive during previous market crashes, it might not be the best choice for someone looking for stability.
Precisely. There's a metric called maximum drawdown that measures the largest peak-to-trough decline an ETF has experienced. A high maximum drawdown could mean a wild ride for your investment, while a lower one suggests greater resilience. Of course, past performance isn't a guarantee of future results, but it can offer valuable clues.
Okay, maximum drawdown, got it. So we've got liquidity and volatility data to consider. What other data nuggets can help us decode the true potential of an ETF?
Well, there's another metric called beta that tells us how much an ETF's price tends to move in relation to the overall market. A beta of one means it moves in sync with the market. A beta higher than one means it's likely to be more volatile, amplifying both gains and losses.
That's interesting. So if I'm someone who enjoys a bit of a thrill ride, I might go for an ETF with a higher beta, hoping to capitalize on those bigger swings.
That's one way to look at it. But remember, higher beta also means higher risk. If the market takes a downturn, your investment could take a bigger hit.
All right. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. We've got liquidity to make sure we can easily buy and sell, volatility to assess how bumpy the ride might be, and beta to understand how sensitive the ETF is to overall market movements. This is way more insightful than just looking at past returns.
Absolutely. And the beauty of data-driven ETF investing is that it empowers you to make decisions aligned with your risk tolerance and investment goals. It's about finding the right fit for you.
I love that. It's like having a secret decoder ring for the market. But let's be real. Analyzing all this data can feel overwhelming, especially for someone just starting out.
You're right. It can seem daunting at first, but the good news is you don't need to be a data scientist to get started. There are tons of resources available to help you understand and interpret ETF data. Plus, most ETF providers make this information readily available on their websites. That's right. A good starting point is to look at historical performance data, holdings, and key metrics like liquidity and expense ratios. You can find all of this on most ETF provider websites.
So instead of being swayed by flashy marketing, we should be digging deeper and actually understanding the numbers behind those claims. That's a game changer.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to get into the weeds a bit. Look for patterns and trends in the data. Compare different ETFs side by side and think critically about what the numbers are telling you. This will help you separate the winners from the pretenders.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork with those basic data points. But earlier, you mentioned something really intriguing, using AI and machine learning to predict ETF behavior. It almost sounded too good to be true. Tell me more.
Well, it might sound like science fiction, but it's rapidly becoming a reality. Imagine analyzing vast amounts of data, everything from economic indicators and global trends to even social media sentiment, all to predict how specific ETFs might perform.
Hold on. You're saying algorithms are reading our tweets to figure out where the market is headed? That's mind-blowing.
It's pretty incredible. These algorithms can process massive data sets in real time, identifying patterns and trends that would take humans ages to spot.
So instead of just reacting to market events after they happen, we can use AI to anticipate them and position ourselves accordingly, like having a crystal ball for ETF investing.
You got it. It's about shifting from a reactive approach to a proactive one. Using AI-powered insights, we can potentially get ahead of the curve and make more informed decisions.
Okay. Color me impressed, but isn't there a risk of becoming too reliant on algorithms? How do we balance those AI insights with good old-fashioned human judgment?
That's a great question and a valid concern. Remember, data, even AI-driven data, is a tool. It can provide valuable insights and help us identify potential opportunities, but it shouldn't replace critical thinking.
So it's not about blindly following the algorithm's every suggestion.
Exactly. Your investment decision should always be guided by your understanding of the market, your individual risk tolerance, and your financial goals. AI can inform your strategy, but ultimately, you're the one in the driver's seat.
I like that analogy. It's about using AI as a co-pilot, not an autopilot.
Yeah.
But for someone who's not a tech whiz, how do we even start exploring these AI-powered tools? Are they accessible to everyday investors?
Absolutely. There are a growing number of platforms and tools designed to make AI and machine learning accessible to everyone. Some even offer automated portfolio management services that leverage AI to optimize your ETF investments based on your specific needs and goals.
Wow. That's amazing. It sounds like the future of ETF investing is already here.
It really is an exciting time. And as these technologies continue to evolve, we can expect even more innovative applications of data in the ETF space.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from basic data points like liquidity and volatility to the mind-blowing potential of AI-driven insights. Can you give us some real-world examples of how all this data is being used to identify winning ETFs?
Sure. Let's start with an ETF that focuses on emerging markets. Based solely on its recent performance and the hype surrounding it, it looked incredibly promising. But a deeper dive into the data revealed a different story.
Ooh, I love a good detective story. What did the data uncover?
When we examined the ETF's liquidity data, we found surprisingly wide bid-ask spreads, suggesting that buying or selling large amounts of the ETF could be tricky without impacting its price. This indicated lower liquidity than initially perceived.
So even though the ETF seemed like a winner on the surface, the data was hinting at potential problems for investors.
Exactly. If you had bought into the hype without considering the liquidity aspect, you might have found yourself stuck with an investment that was difficult to exit when you needed to.
That's a perfect example of how data can be our saving grace. It helps us avoid those hidden pitfalls that wouldn't be obvious just from looking at returns or marketing materials.
You nailed it. It's about going beyond the surface and using data to make informed decisions.
All right. So liquidity can make or break an ETF. What other examples highlight the power of data in ETF selection?
Let's look at an ETF focused on renewable energy infrastructure. On the surface, it might have seemed like a niche play, but a deep dive into the data revealed a much bigger story.
So how did they use data to make this seemingly niche ETF stand out as a real investment opportunity?
They analyzed government policies, technological advancements, and global energy demand trends. And what they discovered was a rapidly growing market with massive potential for long-term growth. They weren't just riding a wave of hype. They were making data-backed decisions.
So it was less about betting on a feel-good sector and more about recognizing a legitimate investment opportunity supported by solid trends.
I like that. That's the beauty of it. Data helps remove emotions from the equation and lets the numbers guide your decisions.
You know, this brings up another important point. Even with all the data in the world, timing is still crucial, right? Knowing when to get in and out of an ETF position seems just as important as picking the right one.
You're absolutely right. Data can help us identify trends and potential opportunities, but markets are cyclical, and understanding those cycles is essential for maximizing returns.
So even if an ETF is performing well based on the data, there might be times when it makes sense to take profits or adjust your position based on market conditions.
Precisely. It's about aligning your investment strategy with your financial goals and the current market environment. You've really grasped the key takeaways here.
Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground. From understanding those essential ETF data points to exploring the mind-blowing potential of AI and predictive analytics.
It's been a fantastic conversation. I hope our listeners feel empowered to incorporate data-driven insights into their own investment approaches.
I think they do. But before we wrap up, I have one final question for you. What's one key takeaway, one thought-provoking idea that you want our listeners to walk away with?
In a world overflowing with information and a market that's constantly changing, data is your most valuable asset. Use it wisely. Question assumptions. and always stay curious.
Love it. And to our listeners, we encourage you to keep exploring ETF data and consider how these insights can shape your investment journey. Remember, informed decisions lead to empowered investors. Until next time, keep diving deep to SLUP.